Even more dark matter is required in popular cosmological theories to account for the rate of expansion of the universe. This much dark matter could not be in the form of ordinary atoms. If it were, then the large numbers of neutrons and protons and electrons would affect calculations of the abundance of the light elements produced in the first few minutes of the expansion of the universe, so that the results of these calculations would no longer agree with observation. So what is the dark matter? Physicists have been speculating for years about exotic particles of one sort or another that might make up the dark matter, but so far with no definite conclusions. If accelerator experiments revealed a new kind of long-lived particle, then by measuring its mass and interactions, we would be able to calculate how many of these particles are left over from the Big Bang and decide whether or not they make up all or part of the dark matter of the universe. Recently, these issues have been dramatized by observations made with the Cosmic Background Explorer, COBE, satellite. Sensitive microwave receivers on this satellite have discovered signs of tiny differences from one part of the sky to another in the temperature of radiation that is left over from a time when the universe was about 300,000 years old. It is believed that these non-uniformities in temperature arose from effects of the gravitational field that was produced by a slightly non-uniform distribution of matter at that time. This moment, 300,000 years after the Big Bang, was of crucial importance in the history of the universe. The universe was then for the first time becoming transparent to radiation. And it is usually supposed that the non-uniformities in the distribution of matter were then just beginning to collapse under the influence of their own gravitation, ultimately to form the galaxies we see in the sky today. But the non-uniformities in the distribution of matter inferred from the COBE measurements are not young galaxies. COBE studied only irregularities of very large size, very much larger than the size that would have been occupied when the universe was 300,000 years old, by the matter in a present-day galaxy. If we extrapolate what is seen by COBE down to the much smaller size of nascent galaxies, and in this way calculate the degree of non-uniformity of the matter at these relatively small scales, then we run into a problem. The galaxy-sized non-uniformities would have been too mild when the universe was 300,000 years old to have grown under the influence of their own gravitation into galaxies by the present. One way out of this problem is to suppose that non-uniformities of galactic size had already begun their gravitational condensation during the first 300,000 years, so that the extrapolation from what is seen by COBE down to the much smaller size of galaxies is not valid.